He's dancing.
He's dancing. I play that LL Cool J, and then, yeah.
That's all it takes for him.
Yeah.
He's coming up.
He's coming up next on the TJ and Neff. But right now, it's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, brought to you by Kevin Hart's The Wedding Ringer, in theaters everywhere today.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Breaking overnight, new information on a terror threat that now seems to span at least four European countries. This threat does involve as many as 20 sleeper cells.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 16th, 2015. I'm looking at the Zeta birthdays, January 16th, 1920. And it is Founders Day for Zeta Phi Beta. Congratulations, ladies. It is also the birthday of Karen Powers. Tomorrow is the birthday of First Lady Michelle Obama and the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. And
yeah.
On Sunday, get ready for this, Jada Davis, Jay Sanchez, Kathleen Parsons, and Melissa Holmes, all of Reach Media. As you heard, amid the deadly attacks in Paris last week and the raids in Belgium yesterday, European counterterrorism agencies are scrambling to identify and thwart potential threats. European security services in recent weeks have received indications that the extremist group ISIS may have started directing European adherents in Syria and Iraq to launch attacks back in their home countries. And the official is saying the security agencies in a number of European countries are intensely investigating several groups of returnees from Syria and Iraq. Tomorrow, there will be a very special observance in Selma, Alabama. Oprah Winfrey, who is one of the producers and a cast member of the Oscar-nominated Selma movie, along with the director Ava DuVernay, cast members David Oyelowo, who stars as Dr. King, and our friend Common, who plays Reverend James Bevel, will be in Selma on Saturday, a day of commemorative events with a Q&A with the filmmaker and cast moderated by Congresswoman Terry Sewell. And they will also be having, the cast and members will have a commemorative march.
Oh, wow. All I got to say is whoever's the current chief of police in Selma, if you're listening.
Stay away from Oprah.
Stay away from Oprah.
She hit you, man.
She don't play, huh? Yeah.
Man, she knocked that.
You saw her in the movie.
She cold cocked him in the back. Oh, my goodness.
And as speeches go, Common goes last, okay?
When they have a speech.
When you write down the list of who goes last, Common. All right?
We just said that the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, observes his 73rd birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
He is back in the hospital for follow-up care related to a severe urinary tract infection as his second stint in the hospital in the last 4 weeks. He was admitted to an undisclosed hospital earlier this week. He is listed in stable condition. Meanwhile,
he'll be 73 and still pretty.
You got it.
Still
always,
pretty.
Always.
I'm still pretty.
Prosecutors have filed charges of rape, criminal confinement with bodily injury, and battery resulting in bodily injury against Indianapolis Colts backup linebacker Josh McNary. Early Thursday morning, an attorney for McNary released a statement saying his client unhesitatingly denied the allegations and had immediately responded.
Why are you looking at me?
No, nobody. I'm just
it's
shaking
the Colts.
My head at these.
It's the Colts.
These guys, man.
Oh, because of the rape charges. Okay.
It's very sad.
It's just sad.
A judge has revoked Chris Brown's probation, but allowing him to remain free for now after the R&B singer traveled without approval for a concert and failed to complete community service on time. The judge said he is remaining free until a March 20th hearing when the judge will receive an update from probation officials.
So he goes someplace he's not supposed to
Well,
go.
Right.
He says that he... Well, his defense attorney, Mark Garrigo, says that his office incorrectly advised Chris that he didn't need permission to travel to the show. And so that was wrong. And so now the judge has accepted the explanation but needs to revoke the probation to keep control of the case.
He didn't do all his community
service.
He has
not done the 1,000 hours.
He hadn't done that.
And he went to the club where they had the shooting.
And there was the shooting at the San Jose club, which injured five people. No indications that Chris Brown was involved in that, however.
That's everybody else's fault.
Well.
The lawyer. The people shooting.
The people shooting.
It's a conspiracy. Everybody else. Is.
And then there's that he still has 200 hours of community service to do.
Yeah. So this story starts off with see what had happened.
Always. Those are your headlines.
Marvin Dixon up next. 15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.